Next coach on the teleconference is Minnesota's Jerry Kill. The Gophers are 2-0 in conference play and 5-1 overall, and are receiving votes in both the AP and Amway coaches polls. Minnesota hosts Purdue on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on BTN. And in conference news, linebacker Damian Wilson was named co-defensive player of the week, and kick returner Jalen Myrick was named co-special teams player of the week. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and open the call for questions from the media.
You bet. You know, right now, as we speak, we're working hard on Purdue, and I've just been so impressed with their football team right now. They're very good up front in the offensive line with two great backs. Their quarterback is playing very well, and from a defensive standpoint, they've got an experienced secondary, and so we've had to go to work, and we have a lot of, like everybody, but we have a lot of things that we need to work on to be a good football team. We're certainly not there yet, and the second half season's big situation for all of us, and certainly us, is that we've got to continue to show improvement. But kids are working hard, and our focus group right now, and we hopefully will continue to move on. So with that, any questions?
Thanks, Coach. We'll take those questions at this time.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Todd Jones with the Columbus Dispatch.
Hey, Jerry, writing a little bit about Damian Wilson. I'm just curious about how the kid from Mississippi ended up in Minnesota. And also, what's different about him this year? I think he lost a little bit of weight from last season.
Well, you know, as far as us getting him, we got to work hard at recruiting, and we have all the way back to the years at Southern Illinois. We built some relationships with people in the South, and we're just fortunate to Coach Savelle doing his work, and David Cobb is also related to Damian, so that didn't hurt any. And so I went down and got him on a visit, and fortunate enough to get him. And then as far as playing-wise, I think it always takes a junior college player a year to really, you know, play the way they need to. It takes a while for them to learn the system, you know, transfer to university, and then, you know, learn the proper training techniques that you have to do. And he's certainly leaner than he was a year ago. He's worked very hard in the weight room with our strength coaches, and, you know, he's always been able to run, but he's not thinking near as much, and, you know, making some plays with his instincts.
Well, one quick follow. I think I saw Cobb said something earlier in the year that Damian kind of plays with a chip on his shoulder with a little bit of swag. Do you sense that from him also, and how does that help him perhaps on the field?
Well, I don't think, you know, he's a confident kid, and, you know, I do think he plays with a little bit of chip, but I think any good player does. And but he's confident in his ability, and he's also very gifted. And good Lord's been good to him, because he's a very good athlete.
Jerry, thank you.
You bet.
Your next question comes from the line of Adam Rittenberg with ESPN.com.
Hey, Jerry, it seems like everywhere around college football you're seeing teams ramp up tempo and increase possessions. You guys have gone sort of the opposite direction. You know, why did you do that, and why have you guys been successful with that style?
Well, I don't know. I think you are who you are throughout the years, and, you know, it's one of those things where I think everybody has a different philosophy. I think they're all good. I think they have to fit what you want to do and what you believe. And, you know, sometimes I know when we ran option football a long time ago when I was in Division II, we were totally different than anybody else. And sometimes it's not bad to be different, you know, because the preparation's different. So, but I think, you know, as far as no huddling and those kind of things, I think it's good. I think it keeps defenses off balance. We certainly have to do some of it because our defense sees it so much. But I think it's just philosophy and you know, what you want to do and how you want to approach the game.
What are the keys to being successful in your approach?
Well, I think the big thing is that, you know, you've got to be a formational team. And I think you got to shift. You've got to you know, try to keep defenses thinking. That's what no huddle teams do. They try to get over the ball before the defense can get set and process. And from a standpoint from a team that huddles, they try to do the same thing, but they do it through a different way with shifts, motions, different formations, a lot of different looks.
Thanks, Jerry.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one. Your next question comes from the line of Josh Moyer with ESPN.
Jerry, you mentioned before being impressed with Purdue on film. What specifically have you seen on film from Austin Appleby? And were you surprised at all with the success moving the ball they had against Michigan State?
Well, you know, after you watch film, no, I'm not surprised because of their execution. And, you know, they're like I said, they're getting good quarterback play, but, you know, and got, you know, I knew they had good running backs. But I think the thing I've been impressed with, he put the film on, you always look at the people up front, and their offensive line is playing very, very well right now. And you don't go into Michigan State and be able to do some things unless you're good up front. So very impressed with them. And, of course, their secondary is veteran secondary that can cover and lock down. And anytime you can lock people down in the secondary, it allows your people to do more up front. So I just think that, you know, they're a very good football team. You know, I think right now offensive line-wise, the thing that just jumps out at you, how well they're playing. And they kind of got a tough, nasty demeanor to them, which is good. I mean, it's good. That's a compliment. And a bunch of tough kids up front. So we're going to have to play very well. And I think, you know, the game, you know, I always say it comes down to field position and turnovers and how people play up front. So we got our work cut out for us.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.